Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 10 minutes past the hour of 8. This morning we are chatting to the various principals from the schools across Johannesburg. Joining us on the line right now is the headmaster at King David Victory Park High School, Andrew Baker. Andrew, very, very good morning. How are you?
Morning, Howard. Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Well, I don't know. You know, to be accused of being an overachiever so early on a Monday, getting tired of telling all the lies. I mean, who does that? We keep some. You know, you always keep some of them in the bag, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, it's all about pacing yourself, Howard.
Andrew, awesome to speak to you. Tell us about King David Victory Park. How did your team do?
Wow, what stellar results, Howard. This group of 71 matrix from 2020 just blew us away. We were obviously particularly anxious this year with, you know, wanting to hear how they'd done after a tumultuous year last year. And they just did exceptionally well. 10 students above 90% aggregate, you know, for the matrix is just exceptional.
Ridiculous, actually, is what it is.
Sorry, say again?
I said it's actually ridiculous. That kind of level of achievement. Talk about overachieving. Wow.
Yeah, no, they just, if we track the results, which we do from the end of grade 11 through to the prelims, which is the last time that we assess internally as a school, and then through to the finals, that trajectory of an upward swing is just so steep with this group. It's unbelievable.
And do you think the challenge of the year made them achieve more, or would they have done even better, do you think?
No, I actually think the challenge of the year and what it brought out in both the children and the teachers alike has been a big factor in this tremendous result. I can tell you now that my staff reported to me how effective that period of online teaching was, that they were able to, with the matrix particularly and the grade 11, cover intensively large chunks of curriculum in a very efficient way. And that when we were able to come back onto the campus later in the year in a hybrid model, we were able to just work on polishing up face-to-face the last bits and pieces. So definitely the nature of last year, I think, has been a big factor in seeing this level of achievement. Mm.
King David Victory Park is often known as a school that where kids that are artistically inclined go. You value art and music, this type of the cultural endeavors. It must have been very difficult for you as a school in terms of identity and focus last year.
Most certainly. So when we went into lockdown mid-March last year, we were 3 days off opening with our big production of Little Shop of Horrors. It was performance ready and the children were all keyed into to opening a couple of nights later. Obviously that never happened. And that's one of the biggest events on our calendar, you know. But I can tell you that some of the groups persevered, and I'm thinking particularly about our choral group, who from lockdown in their own homes recorded various items, and Mrs. Nikki Richard, my head of music, was able to cleverly craft this together, and we had a couple of online releases of the most wonderful choral items, which were able to continue. Online debating continued. A whole lot of activities were able to continue online, but obviously in a limited fashion. So, yeah, it was a year where there was a lot missing from what we would normally have as part of our vibrant campus program here.
Have you considered how to deal with that aspect this year, considering the fact, obviously, we're back at school right now, but there will be times, unfortunately, where we won't be?
Yeah, most certainly. So what we're doing while we are back at school, we've got 5 grades back at school every day, we're running as much of a sporting program as we can, making hay while sun shines with this period that we've got. Mr. Spanoudis is in production for a very adjusted Little Shop of Horrors. We're going ahead with that, and it's been adjusted in a number of ways to cope with the reality that we have, you know, this year. And a number of our clubs and societies will continue to have an online offering throughout the year. When we're able to meet live at school, we do so, but they're geared up for the eventuality of having to operate remotely again at some point, and they've adjusted the way, like our debating, for instance, the coaches are able to quickly switch to online mode and continue coaching the teams online. So we've got that always in our back pocket because this thing is unpredictable, as we know.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we're ever going back to what was?
I don't mean it from
a pandemic. I don't mean it from a pandemic perspective. 2022, please God, we'll all be, we'll have the choice to go back to what was. Will we?
Sure. No, I'm with you. I don't think quite what was in terms of everything that we used to operate, let's say, prior to sort of mid-February last year. But we are so close to achieving like 90% of that at the moment. I think there is a new reality. There is a new way of operating. And I think that the model that we're currently in and where we continue to open up all of our extramural program in some form, whether it's virtual or live, is the new reality. And this flexibility that we had to learn very quickly last year of being able to yo-yo between different modes of operation, I think that's going to be the new reality, that at the drop of a hat, we can switch, and we can be as effective for a period of time on full online mode, and then when the conditions permit, we're back on the campus and we're interacting face to face. I think that's our new reality, Howard.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. Certain subjects, of course, as well, being much more difficult to teach online. I would imagine certain teachers adapt better, but I do suspect that we'll be looking at a bit of a combination. What are you hoping for? What are you hoping for this year?
So, matric-wise, we held our matric parent evening online not so long ago, and when I addressed the matric group, I said to them, guys, you can relax because you're not the COVID guinea pig group.
Mm-hmm,
you know, we've learned so much from the cohort that has just got their results. And you're in a fortunate position. It's not going to be an easy year. No matric year is easy. But we've got all of the sort of grand plans, the blueprints in the bag. So whatever we have to navigate, we're not inventing from scratch. We're tweaking from last year, you know, and so you've got a much smoother ride ahead of you this year compared to the cohort of 2020.
I do tend to agree with you. Unfortunately, that is where we have to leave it. Thank you for chatting to us, Headmaster at King David Victory Park High School, Andrew Baker, talking to us about the King David Victory Park experience and achievement in 2020.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.